classic from Toto on Wild Coast Radio, talking about the rain down in Africa and possibly a bit of that predicted for some time today. Doc Alban before that, singing Hallelujah. And that brings us to news time at this on this Monday morning. Okay, it's 7 o'clock in the top stories. ANC will not withdraw the ICJ case against Israel. AZAPO calls for justice after the alleged rape of a school learner, and more rain is expected in parts of the country today. The ANC says it will not withdraw its case against Israel at the International Court of Justice. South Africa took Israel to the International Court last year for genocide against the Palestinians. This action has caused a drift in the country's relationship with Israel's ally, the US. ANC member and Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Ronald Lamola, says even though the case threatens the US-SA relations, the country will not compromise on certain values. The ANC and the DA are still negotiating this year's budget. ANC needs the support of other parties to pass this year's proposed budget in Parliament. The DA has expressed concern about some aspects of the budget, including the proposed increase in value-added tax. ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa met with his party leaders yesterday, while the DA's federal executive also held meetings to discuss the budget. The Zanian People's Organization, ZAPO, in the Eastern Cape has called for law enforcement to act swiftly in the alleged rape case of an 8-year-old girl from Matatiel. Kwetkwe was allegedly raped in October last year at her school, Bergview College, where she was waiting for transport. Despite medical confirmation of the assault, no one has been arrested. The party welcomes the school's deregistration, but insists that justice remains incomplete until arrests are made. ZAPO calls on the community and civil and non-governmental organizations to unite and rally for justice for Kwekwe. Residents in Stellenbosch are unhappy about the condition of municipal parks. Parents have expressed concern about the park's lack of proper maintenance and infrastructure. Members of the public say these parks need urgent upgrades to ensure that they meet safety and recreational needs of children. Good Party's Marius van Stader says they have written to the Stellenbosch municipality about the condition of the parks. The South African Weather Service says more rain is expected in parts of the country today. A yellow level 2 warning was issued for rain in KwaZulu-Natal, while scattered showers and thundershowers are expected in Gauteng. The two provinces have received heavy rainfall over the past 2 weeks, with floods reported in some areas. Today's rain is expected to affect driving conditions and could lead to floods in informal settlements. And moving to international news, tensions are high in Zimbabwe ahead of today's planned protests against President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The organizers of the protests have called on Mnangagwa to resign from his position. Police started monitoring the streets last week and warned members of the public not to carry weapons. It is alleged that a faction in the ruling ZANU-PF aligned with Deputy President Constantino Chiwenga and the army wants Mnangagwa to leave his position. And now sports news. The Vodacom Bulls were the only South African team to secure a win in the Vodacom United Rugby Championships round 14, crushing the Zebra Palmers 63-24 in Pretoria. The DHL Stormers suffered a heartbreaking 38-34 loss to Ulster after playing most of the second half with 14 men, while Hollywood Bets Sharks fell 10-7 to Leinster, and the Emirates Lions were thrashed 42-0 by the Glasgow Warriors. These results leave the Bulls in third place with 50 points, the Sharks remain fourth, the Stormers top drop to 10th, and the Lions slip to 14th on the logs. With four rounds left, the Bulls and the Sharks are eyeing home quarter finals, while the Stormers and the Lions must face win games to stay in the playoff race. Financials. Gold was selling at $3,106.83 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $72.42, $1 18.41, the British pound £23.87, and the euro £19.95. A Bitcoin is currently $81,699.81. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8 o'clock. Move on now to see what's happening weather-wise in Wild Coast country. Having a look at the forecast as supplied by the SA Weather Service, we start with severe weather alerts. There are no imp-